It's time to spark it up with the Kennel Linguists.
I mean, look what happened in Colorado. They're like, oh, Colorado's going to run out of weed.
The fact that you got to go to McDonald's and get a value meal supersized on the state, that never happens anywhere.
With your hosts, April O'Connor.
You need to smoke weed after you go to the whorehouse because you're kind of being contemplative and wondering. Like a store gun store. Check cash in place. Sounds familiar.
And Alex Mandelberg.
It's like Tyson hit her in the vagina. That, I feel like, is where the line is. I feel like the line is, if it can make you better, it's performance enhancing.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but about Apple.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Did a National Geographic cover story with me talking about a whole lot of cannabis, alcohol things, including some cannabis and salmon, the U.S. Senate approving medical marijuana for vets, and a funny story about some weed growing in Kazakhstan. We are the Kennel Linguists coming you for the first time. We've been added to a second network, as well as our awesome first network, Crab Diving. We are now also available on the Rafopoulos Network, which is really cool.
That's where we record.
That's where we record in their studios. So now we're on their network as well, which is kind of awesome.
Yay.
And this week, very excited, joining us, the very, very funny, the very, very awesome,
Jacob Bunny.
Yeah, darn right.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel?
I feel.
Everyone feels a little bit like, yeah, you goddamn right my name should be said like that. Yeah. You damn right it should.
Feel like I'm one of Zod's buddies.
Yeah. Zod, hey, man, watch it. This is the house of Superman, you motherfucker. You watch your goddamn mouth. Speak the name of Zod. So I just outed myself as a big fucking nerd, didn't I?
Bingo.
Oopsie daisy. So we changing things completely. So National Geographic had a big cover story. They said it's interesting because it's a big turn. Up until now, Nat Geo had always been very, very anti-weed.
Yeah, and very negative.
I said before, yeah. I was like, they were all about tailing cops who were burning crops. Just like the people who were growing out in the middle of... well, here's the thing. I half got it because National Geographic, they would always follow those like those park rangers who'd find some like bad dudes who were growing 3 acres of marijuana on a national forest reserve where it's like, yo, dude, animals need to live there. And that I like, so with there, I was like, okay, I get it, but not one. Can you one time show the dude who's getting busted having one plant because he's just trying to grow it because he's got fucking terrible migraines or
well, if it's not legal, you have
cancer.
To tap into power. You have to like, you know, sometimes you have to steal water to do that. But for it, you could actually now you can pay for your power.
Yeah. Well, that's
now there are people like they would rather – you get more in trouble for stealing power than you do for growing weed. So why would you steal power? It's stupid.
Well, we haven't talked about it on here yet, but that was kind of the big thing about the new Tesla home battery. You guys both heard about the Tesla home battery?
No.
Elon Musk, who he gave some big like Apple-style presentation – The problem is, it's like all those dudes over at Apple, they're showmen. They know what to put on a show. Elon Musk has like the personality of a man in middle man, like a district manager at Staples. That's about how just motivating this man. He's boring as shit.
Like Tesla, like the car.
Yes, Tesla like the car. Elon Musk has always been very big on his whole – everything is always open source and everyone has access to it. And he's talking about this big announcement he had for this new thing, but it was a battery for your home. Now, the best application that most people seem to say it's for is solar power because obviously the batteries can hold an exorbitant amount of power. But what they can also do, which is something that marijuana people are very, very interested in, is it can store power – during non-peak hours, and then during peak hours,
that sounds like a shitty cell phone plan.
Switch to the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, because the battery can just simply take power from the grid when it's less expensive. Because we all know there are those peak hours, 4 to 8 in the afternoon, 7 to 10 in the morning, where we consume power a lot more, so power costs more. Now imagine if your house wasn't running off the grid during those hours. Instead, it was running off of this battery backup. So saves you money on your power. Okay. Marijuana people who've always had the issue of running all those lights as much as they are, and then people see and the power spikes, and then you have cops coming to check out. As soon as they announced this battery, I saw three articles about how people are like, fucking perfect, I can use it for growing weed.
Ah.
It was immediate. That was almost the first insert into the market that I saw.
But it's a battery that stores solar power?
No, just power, it's battery. Just power. It's just
it's a
battery.
Backup battery.
Most people don't realize when you have solar panels on your roof, it's not like you just have solar panels on your roof and you plug in and those go right to the solar panels. No, you have you have solar panels that run to a battery bank. Most people nowadays, their battery banks, I've seen some pretty elaborate ones, but a lot of the ones that I've seen that people who have solar panels on their houses are like 20 car batteries daisy chained together. So the
generators, they pretty much
Batteries are engines. Plugged into your house.
Yeah.
So the solar panels charge the batteries hold the charge, your house is plugged into the battery.
Right.
This is meant to be the best battery that you can get for that, as well as also having a brain in it, because Elon Musk is big on putting a Wi-Fi connection in everything that Elon Musk ever puts out can talk to it. Other things.
Okay.
He's very
So you can remotely see that, you know, it's getting low or whatever if it's working.
Yeah. Yeah, you can remotely see if it's running low, if they have a software download that can make it run more efficiently, they could just send it to it. That's Elon Musk. He's big on that shit. He's very big on that. So yeah, they use that shit for growing weed. I know we got way off from the Nat Geo story, but a little bit of interesting information. I don't know.
The National Geographic story is pretty rad because it's the first time that they're being positive about it and, you know, expanding into the emerging research. And, like, there's also a little picture inside of there. I wonder if I can pull it up. But you can see it's like a sexy girl, typical to cannabis.
Yeah.
And it's taken in a bathroom at the Santa Rosa, where they have the cannabis cup last year, and you could see a little picture of Danny Mathers I put up a lot of posters around.
Did you photobomb them with a poster?
Yeah,
it looked like
they fuzzed it out a bit, but you can still see what it is, and it's like being part of that history. My girl sent me a message right away. She called me like, "Hey, did you see the National Geographic? Check it out." You know, just to be, because it's like, you know, you're eternalized in National Geographic is like a big publication.
Yeah, so
that's huge.
And it's a big deal.
I didn't tell you guys yet that I don't think that Danny Mathers won Playmate of the Year.
Oh yeah, congratulations! I did hear about that. That's good for her. She's kind of she's basically your guy's model. So it's good for the honeypot.
It is, but she's part of the team. You know, she was a supporter always, and you know people always say weird things about, hey, like, you know.
Was it just me, or at the beginning of that sentence, did April almost sound like a member of the female Rat Pack who was like, listen, we're proud she's part of the team. We made some fucking things happen to make sure she got Playmate of the Year. I'm just saying.
You know.
You sounded a little bit like a wise guy going into that a little bit. You're like, I'm just saying we're happy that she won.
No, I'm saying that people, they, you know, in this industry, there's all this medical side of things, and some people talk shit when you use sex, but she was a supporter of us. She came to us, you know, wanted to work with us. So it's not like we're going out pushing sex. We're like so blessed to have somebody on our team.
It's
like
so
that.
Weird.
She's so,
you know what?
She's so sweet and so cute.
I don't understand why people would.
Well, you got like old ladies being like, "Why, you know, why aren't you pushing the medical side of this?"
Sex sells.
Yeah, I know.
It sells. It's okay. Are you in the pot business? Because the second word's business. It's the same way when I talk to the comics. I'm like, it ain't show friendship. It's show business. This is the pot business. If sex sells my business, I'm going to sell sex.
Yeah.
And make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with bikini girls in commercials.
No. Why would you? Why the fuck would you have a problem? I mean,
I feel like the only ones that don't, like, that have a problem with it are the ones that are just like, they don't have boobs that anybody wants to look at or something.
No, because that's okay. All right. No. All right. Maybe it's just me. You can be my test subject. Because here's the thing. I claim that I say I love boobs, but I'm like, I think every man loves boobs as much as I do. But even the worst pair of boobs that you could ever see in your life, you're still kind of grateful that you at least got to see them, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, you're damn right. There's no such thing as bad boobs.
There are.
There was that one going around on Facebook with like the weirdest boobs around. Have you ever saw? Did you guys? Any of you guys?
I saw this, but that was the thing. I looked at those
very
and I was still
boobs.
Like, I'm glad I saw them.
Like, those are interesting. Some big nipples.
I didn't see one picture of boobs on that list that I was like, oh, I wish I didn't see those. Happy about every one that I see. Every single one. Yes or no?
Well, that one that was the entire boob was a nipple. That was a little freaky.
You know, listen, you can. That's a lot of sensitive area. That's what I'm saying. You got to look at the positives. Look at the positives. Big areola, lots of sensitivity.
So that means they would
there.
Shrink to just one big nipple.
That would kind of be fucking awesome. That'd be fine.
They were like low hangers. Oh,
yeah.
That's, if you gave them a couple of flicks.
Chicken feeders, kind of drooping down.
Oh, boy. So anyways, guys, this might come to a surprise to you if you're a regular smoker, but science news says that any dose of alcohol combined with cannabis significantly increases the level of THC in your blood. Are you shocked?
This just didn't from science, kids. You've been doing it right. Like, what the fuck are you trying to tell? Of course.
Yeah.
I said this in the pre-show. I'm like, okay, if a scientist says something to me that I already know, and he's like, hey, science just proved this. I'm like, yeah, what? Is this what you've been working on for the last 5 years? Cancer. Get on cancer. What the fuck are you doing? Lou Gehrig's. Come on. What the shit? Have you been spending time on this? Yeah. We know. That's why we do it together. To get higher.
Cannabis plus alcohol is one of the most frequently detected drug combinations in car accidents.
No shit.
Yeah.
You know what? But you know
what? Yet the interaction of these two compounds is still poorly understood.
Yeah, no, because that's horse shit. Because here's the thing. I never hear about the guy who crashed his car who was just stoned. I'll hear about the guy who was drunk and stoned and the guy who was just drunk. But not as much anymore because I feel like weed's so prevalent. If you're drinking, you probably had a hit or two of weed. That's just... Yeah. Kind of seems to be the norm. So I people were crashing their cars when they were just drunk. So if they're drunk and high, I feel like they would have crashed the car if they hadn't smoked the weed.
Yeah, probably. But
I know I don't want to be on the side of drunk driving here because I'm not. It's fucking wrong to do. But we talked about this before with Cruz. It's like I don't know. I unfortunately do not know. I can name like two people in my life who've never drunk drive.
Right. Well, no, and yeah, in our lifetime, it's more common than not.
Yeah, it's not good. It's a bad thing.
It's a very bad thing. I think that Uber is a great thing. And like,
I do love
sharing,
me some Uber.
Lifting.
Love me some Uber.
Yep.
But
at the rate that I know of people who drink and drive, it's almost miraculous that we're not getting in more accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit of a miracle.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, but it's like a gamble. Just like getting a DUI is like a gamble.
Any dose of alcohol combined with cannabis significantly increases levels of THC in blood. What?
Well, I mean, this just means that they finally actually, I mean, we knew this, you knew this, you knew this, we all knew this.
So then why are you?
But they actually confirmed it. Now, I know for me, my rule goes, if I've been smoking already and then I drink, I can smoke. And be fine. I mean, I'll definitely be feeling the drinks I've had more, but I will, you know, be fine. But if I've been drinking, and then I get to smoke some weed, Insta spins. Yeah?
I don't get the spins, but I do get really stupid really quick.
Yeah, if I've been drinking all day or drinking at an event, and then at the end of the night finally get to smoke, I'm twice or three times as drunk as I was, and I'm spinning.
Well, suddenly after hearing everything you guys are saying, I feel like an alcoholic pothead. Holy shit. Like, I'm like, I the end of my night, I would say four nights a week is usually if not whiskey and bong rips,
but you're doing
beer
it
and bong rips
simultaneously. Typically, you know, you have a drink, you go outside, you smoke, you have another drink, you go outside and smoke.
Oh,
so
No. I mean, if I could filter my bong through whiskey, I would. But they say it's a waste of whiskey. No, I'm sitting on my couch. I'm doing it all just together.
Yeah, simultaneously. At the same time, just doing
simultaneously together at the same time. But I've also been smoking all day.
Right. That's what I mean. For me, if I have only been drinking at an event or something and then I smoke after, then I get really, really sick.
Oh, see.
If I'm smoking at the same time, then I'm fine.
That must be the difference between us, because if I'm going to an event, I got very high before that event. And that's the Alex ritual. Oh, I'm going to do insert anything that I ever do in my life. I'm going to get high before I do that.
Yeah.
That's kind of I'm Jon Stewart kind of from Half Baked. I'm the enhancement.
That's amazing.
I'm the enhancement smoker. Things that I like doing are made better by weed. Things that I don't like doing are made tolerable through weed.
Yeah, family stuff specifically.
Oh, fucking! Have you, Jacob? When was the last time you saw a family member sober?
Oh, last time.
Really?
Yeah, the last time.
You'll see family members and be totally sober while doing it.
Oh, yeah. I'll just say this, that when I started smoking, we would get really high. And there was a few times where I'll just go to one specifically. It was Thanksgiving. I walk in. It had been going on for a little while. Me and my friends had been smoking a lot. And I just went upstairs and took like a 45-minute shower.
During Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I just walked in. I was like, hey, everybody, I'm going to take a shower. I'll be right down in 45 minutes.
So while everybody was eating, you were in the shower?
Yeah.
Trying to steam out the high?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any idea that it was 45 minutes?
Yeah, but after a while, I was just like, fuck it.
See, I was preparing myself for, I'm like, I don't even know which is the worst answer there. If you had just been like, no, I thought it was like 2 minutes. I came out and everyone was standing outside the bathroom like, where the fuck have you been? Or the other option, which is just like, no, I knew. I just didn't fucking care. Like, that's kind of fun. But now really, you can go. Can you hang out? I can't do anything in my life, honestly, without I hope no one who employs me is listening to this, but I get high before I go. I haven't been sober today at work. I have to medicate before I go because I'm so ADD that being on a sound stage where you have to sit in a chair and be quiet.
It helps with focus sometimes.
Oh,
like
gosh,
once you get
into
like a rhythm or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I can work. I can't. I didn't do my job for 5 years before I started smoking weed because I couldn't do it. I was like, I would be on a soundstage. I'm like, I'm going crazy, bouncing off the fucking walls. So
only job that I couldn't do is waiting tables because I just get really hungry and I want to eat their food. and then I'm like, you know, recommending stuff to people, and then I just start salivating, and you know, like
it comes to the table, and you're just like, have a bite.
I thought you said that there were more.
I thought you said it
came with six, and there's only four. I'm just kidding. I don't do that, but I think about it. It's like you have food fantasy. Have you ever been on any type of diet or fast? Or like when you're getting towards the end of the fast, I literally was looking at menus online like they were pornography, and I was salivating. I mean, that's how, for me, and I get forgetful in that sense of, like, someone's like, can you go get me some ketchup? And I'm like, I'm back on the next table. And they're like, where's my fucking ketchup? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, as a Jewish person, every year, Yom Kippur, you know, I do the fast for the day.
Mm.
And I'm always good about it. It's supposed to be 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Now, the problem is, it's like, it's usually 6 o'clock to, like, 7:15. But by the time they blow the shofar in the temple, which is this big ram's horn. It's what signifies that you're allowed to eat again.
Oh.
When they blow it, you can hear a bunch of like crinkling of bags being popped inside the temple of people.
Oh, really?
Like,
oh, they're that
and
hungry.
Eating chips. They're just like, oh, my God, I need it. Because you can't eat or drink water. It's a complete
what
fast.
If you're, what
so you're
if you're
just,
diabetic?
I get asked this question a lot. I have
diabetes, just so everybody knows.
Rabbis have stated that the Torah says that human life is more important and more sacred than anything. So do what preserves human
life,
even if it, as they say, forsakes God. Because it is never forsaken God to value a human life. At least in the Jewish religion, most other religions probably wouldn't have the same view on that. So that's kind of a Jew thing. But yeah, no, they would say if you're diabetic, then don't go into diabetic shock.
As a former Baptist, all I have to say is you could take that and stick it.
because he'd have to take something and stick it.
Hey, what I do in my room is that's my business. Unless, of course, I decide to talk about it.
Yes.
Wait, so
about your bedroom habits, James.
I was talking about his insulin.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about the whole time, man.
Damn it.
Guys, you always got to take it there.
Yeah. That's what we do. Yes. We already passed the 20-minute mark. I'm lighting this thing
up. Yeah. No, it's right. It's right on time. I'll take you there. So anyways, I'll take this time to talk about, since we're talking about booze, they have cannabis absinthe now in Europe.
Woo!
But
actually, I don't know about woo. I had a bad absinthe story once.
So. Oh well, it's 140 proof, but it's kind of like a Rumpelmann's or a Bacardi 151 or something.
It's not wormwood absinthe.
It's not crazy strong, and it says it doesn't get you high. So, that's kind of like, what's the point of putting a pot leaf on? I mean, I get it.
Thanks.
No, I mean, I get the whole there's. They just said that in UK they approved their first cannabis dispensary.
Yeah, but they're also
but it's
weed
all,
that'll get
all
you high.
It's all CBD. What? Hey, I say baby steps, but I just think it's cool that there's a bottle with a little pot leaf on it, right?
I guess I just absinthe in general. Like first, if it's not wormwood absinthe, there's already what's the fucking point? Have you ever had
the only presence is the flavor?
Have either one of you ever had wormwood absinthe?
I don't think so. I've had absinthe.
Yes, I've had it once.
Did you hallucinate at all?
No, but you could, because you have to have a lot of it.
Yeah,
and at that point, you're already fucked up anyway.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, when I was in Hong Kong, I had a bunch of this stuff. And Hong Kong is very humid. It's like it'll make any humidity in the south seem like vacation. And it started raining. But I was so humid, I was sweating. And I wound up on the roof of this place in my boxers, sitting on a chair, watching the rain hit the ground, turn into what looked like little men, and then run away. And it was rain doing that. And then I had another encounter.
It's kind of frightening.
I had another encounter later that night. I could have sworn I made love to a beautiful woman. And
on absinthe?
Yeah. And
you don't drink absinthe anymore?
I woke up, and she was still very good looking, but I'm going to say like 80 pounds more than I remember her when I was having sex with her.
Oh, it actually happened. It wasn't a dream?
Yeah, no, it wasn't a dream. I just had no idea what she actually looked like
until
the next day.
That wasn't like beer goggles. It was like beer lace.
No. I mean, I'm kind of grateful for absence in a way because I'm like, I didn't fuck that woman who I was. For all I know, she ate the woman I fucked last night and then fell asleep next to me and then kind of sort of looked like her. But that was it.
Oh,
like,
absinthe. Oh, alcohol, the things you do.
Well, that's not alcohol. That's never happened to me again anything else.
You always got to test out other sleep numbers to see which ones you like.
Test out other sleep. That's I'm putting that in the new ways to say that something disgusting. Oh, pass me that joint here, Lord.
God. So we've talked about this before, about if they're going to get into the whole cannabis food.
Cannabis?
Cannabis. My mouth is a little dry. I kind of tripped over my
wonder why that is.
My tongue. So
wet my whistle.
Okay, so we've talked about, you know, maybe bed and breakfasts or something that had cannabis involved with the food. And now there's a delicatessen in a bagel shop in Denver where they decided to make, you know, their two favorite pastimes, smoked salmon and marijuana together. So there's a video.
Okay, if it goes on bagels, it is not smoked salmon. Call it by its proper name.
Lox.
There you go. I'm a Jew. We take that shit. That I fucking hate lox, and I still am like, you don't call that shit smoked salmon.
They
it's
have
lox.
They have to call it dreadlocks.
I fucking hate lox, so I don't know. Like, I hope you guys like it, because I'm still not going to eat it. Salmon's gross.
Disagree.
What? You like salmon?
I do.
Yes, so yeah. That's why I'm disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
It's so fishy. Like, I don't.
It's oily.
I do albacore because
it
doesn't
well
taste so much like fish.
But you know, the fish oil tastes it's good so for your brain.
Yeah, albacore is good.
The flavor
for you.
On salmon is pretty solid.
Yeah. So it looks like they infused 2 ounces of. They said they took 2 ounces of marijuana trim and infused it into Everclear. And then it was strained and the alcohol was cooked off. So they basically made like an RSO kind of situation. And the extract was spread over the fish and cured for 72 hours and then later smoked. That sounds amazing. You know,
the only reason that I told you guys this before. I am a big proponent of if you want to cook with weed, do not do something sweet. Do something savory. Do something with bold earthy flavors, because marijuana tastes earthy. And if you put imagine marijuana substituting oregano in any recipe. Would you put oregano in chocolate ever? No, you're not going to. But in a pasta sauce, absolutely.
Yeah, I've totally made like pasta
on a smoked salmon.
Yeah,
sure, why not? Those are places that those flavors belong. I wish I could talk to someone and find out why the marijuana edible thing went to sweets so fast.
Yeah.
Because it makes no sense with what it tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. So it's have you ever had good weed chocolate, Jake?
Because
I feel like every weed chocolate I've ever had, I've had to choke down my throat.
I wouldn't say that I am that against it. It's not as good as regular milk chocolate flavor-wise. Unless I kind of want something for the flavor of weed, sometimes I have to be in the mood. Like, it's because on a thing like chocolate, you can definitely taste it.
Yeah.
But like sometimes you get like a good cookie or something like that.
Like that's why everybody loves the fucking like Goldfish crackers. Mm-hmm. Sam makes those.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like crack. And you throw them down your throat because it's cheese and it's baked and it's savory.
Yeah.
I had some sour gummy bears recently or gummy worms, and they were really good.
Yeah.
I would imagine the gummies, it's good because you could also hide the flavor a lot better with something sour because it just kills everything.
So it turns out they didn't sell it. They just gave it out for free, so that made it all good. Because in Colorado, they strictly enforce marijuana edibles that they are – clearly labeled and packaged in single dose packages at 10 milligrams or less, because things, you know, kids are getting their hands on it and stuff. That's Colorado's pretty much the most strict on how the packaging is for edibles. Interesting though, guys. I would eat it, but I mean, only if I didn't have anything else to do for the rest of the day.
You guys can have all of it. Fucking lox. They're gross.
You only live once.
How is the Jewish guy the only one in the room who's like, I don't want to touch that shit?
You don't like them.
Unfortunately, my girlfriend is allergic to most fish and every shellfish but shrimp, which is the only shellfish that I just will not touch. They're the filters of the sea. I don't know. Yeah,
my mom stopped eating shrimp because someone told her that.
Yeah, they are the filters of the sea. That is just disgusting to me. The funny thing is,
they're all sea bugs anyway.
Yeah.
Growing up,
lobsters.
Growing up, didn't really like crab or lobster, but my mom is from New England, so I was like, I gotta get into lobster. And I was back on a trip with my mom in Boston. I'm like, all right, let's get some lobster. And I have it. And I'm like, this is pretty damn fucking good. There's a lot of butter on this.
Have you ever even had the lobster truck where it's just lobster meat like on bread?
I've had it. So good. I might have had it a few times. But the thing was, this happened in about September of 06. And in July of 07, I started dating my girlfriend, who I am still with, who is allergic to all shellfish. Or in other words, I am allergic to all shellfish now again. So I had like a 7-month window where I was just fucking lobster once a month and then gone.
I mean,
as quickly as I had it ripped from my hands.
Whenever there's a sign that says fresh Maine lobster, I'm like, no, it's fucking not. It's on the other side of the country. How is that fresh?
I don't know.
Was that me or was that?
I don't know. We have lobsters on the West Coast.
Yeah, but when it says fresh Maine lobster.
Oh, they fly them in. They're still alive?
Yeah, I mean, as fresh.
They're still alive.
Yeah.
You kill them yourself.
You do?
That's fresh. Yeah, they're alive. They're swimming around in that tank.
You know what's weird is that there's the little guillotine they put them in to kill them.
You know what?
And then they shriek.
I do not.
Which is just the air pressure. They're actually screaming.
My mom has always said, she's like, she will not let them kill her lobster. Because, A, it's not as humane, especially if they put it in the steamer, because it's in there while it's heating up for a while. My mom leaves them. We fill the bathtub with water. She'd put them in there. And then she'd get a pan. And she would fill it up with a little bit of beer, just, cover it, so it would start steaming. And then as soon as it was ready, they'd go in head first. They're already dead as soon as their head hits the water. And then, let them steam for a while. Steam. It sounds terrifying.
It sounds, but when you think that they're screaming, but they're not.
Yeah, no, it's the steam escaping from under the shell. But then you cover it in about a stick of butter. And you can get fresh Maine lobster out here in Los Angeles. They fly it out. They're still alive. Lobsters are amazingly resilient.
I can take them from what they have. What the fuck? I can't think of the name of the place. They have you could take them on the plane.
Yeah.
From the East Coast to here, but they're on ice. They're still alive. But you have 24 hours to eat them.
Yeah, pretty much. That's usually the way it works.
So they're kind of alive. They're on a pile of ice.
Well, I mean, that's different. But
when they're still in water.
If you go to the grocery store, they're swimming around in the water.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like New England. If you go to New England, it's fucking amazing. I went
where we throw out a little trap and we come back later.
No, I fucking went to a place where they had, it was out in the lobby, they had one of those, the crane-operated stuffed animal machines?
Oh, yeah.
They had one of those, but it was a lobster tank.
Oh, nice.
And if you caught a lobster with the claw, they're like, we'll cook it and bring it to you.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, are you fucking shitting me?
I only eat lobster, or even a lot of seafood for that matter, when I go to the East Coast.
Yeah, well, because you're from Boston, so you're pretentious about your seafood.
I am wicked spoiled.
You're wicked spoiled.
Yeah, we just throw the lobster trap off the boat.
I love it. It was like, I said pretentious. She's like, spoiled, okay? I'll give you spoiled.
Yeah, we'll take it a little bit further.
It's all right. No, it's true. It's very true. East Coasters, it's like getting in between a New Yorker and his pizza or a Chicagoan and their pizza as well, but...
First you catch the mackerel, then you take the mackerel and you bait the lobster trap, and then you throw the lobster trap, and then you come back a few hours later, and hopefully there's a lobster in there that is of the size that is legal, because if it's too small or too big or pregnant, you got to toss it back.
Wait, they can be too big?
Yeah.
But that's just more delicious.
Yeah. There's this perfect size.
I can't believe that you could have one too big.
I think so, yeah.
that seems ridiculous.
They have this little, like, it's like this little device that you, like, line up, and if it's small.
I know the device. I've seen the little plastic thing that they use.
Is it too big, too? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I'll
check with my sources.
You're going to have to call your peeps back and
call my lobster fisherman friends. Well,
because if you lived in New England in any point in your life, you know at least 3.2 guys who go lobster fishing.
No, my mom and stepdad have had a whaler that they were. They have a different boat now, so they don't have lobster traps out anymore.
But. Of course they did.
Yeah,
because that's what New England. Everybody,
they go out into the harbor. They catch some mackerel. They throw, then they bait the trap. They throw it out. Come back later. If you bait it and you come back the next day, I think that people come and swipe your traps at night. I mean, there's some people that, like, you know, there's a harbor master that'll check out and make sure. But I think that people get out there and they check traps. If you always have the best luck if you go out early and then come back the same day.
April O'Connor tossing out some lobster fishing. I never would have thought that an episode of The Cantilinguist would turn into April teaching people proper lobster fishing techniques.
No, my mom's
passed down from generation to generation through the great O'Connor family.
Yeah, it's
make
fun.
Sure you check your lobster traps the same day. Otherwise, them scalpers will come and get it.
Lots of clam diggers too.
Oh my God! You actually you've dug for clams.
I like the place.
Have you, April O'Connor, ever dug for a clam?
Well, I mean, the place that I grew up, when the tide's out, you walk out there, you step, and they squirt, and you can just dig for them. I mean, I've never put on a pair of clam diggers and went out there and actually dug for clams. But
no, I just did it in my shorts. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, you're a little kid. You just dig for them, you know. It's like you can see because you walk across the low tide and they squirt.
I didn't. I grew up in Los Angeles with hopes and dreams and, you know, Hollywood.
And a career.
Yeah, a career. You know, shit like that. That's what I grew. I didn't.
How about you?
You know.
No, I wasn't a clam digger either.
where were you from?
I just started recently.
I'm a clam digger. Where did you grow up?
Cleveland-ish.
Oh, okay.
So there's lots of clams to dig up.
There's lots of clams to dig up. And no, that just means that everyone always assumes, you know, rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
What do you mean?
That's Cleveland, Ohio.
It's Cleveland for rock and roll? No.
That's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's in Cleveland. Yeah, see, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I just watched the, they showed last year's Hall of Fame induction because the new one is premiering on Saturday. Mm. Yeah, I watched Hall & Oates went in last year, first Philly-born band to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then I watched Daryl Hall just they were playing a bunch of songs. And here's the thing. I'm a closet Hall & Oates fan. I fucking love me some Hall & Oates.
Not anymore.
I'm not ashamed to say that. But they got to one of my favorite Hall & Oates songs, which was the last one they were doing, which is You Make My Dream. You make my dream come true. Don't laugh at me, okay? You know, I don't appreciate you.
Myself.
Look into my private eyes, watching you, watching your. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. But
so you said that there's more than one.
So I'm not getting into that right now. So he gets to You Make My Dream Come True, and it was a little like. They could have stepped it down. A few octaves for him, but no, he like was trying to, and he just couldn't get. It's a high song for the man. He's put on some weight. He's, you know, he's older. He's. I mean, you remember Young Hall knows the skinny dudes with those really tight jeans. Okay, you are not.
Oh yeah, this one's good.
We can't play too much of it, otherwise we're going to get in trouble.
Oh, they're not going to come after you. We're talking positively about the song.
That is true. Oh, God.
Yeah, I like just that part.
I can't go for that. No.
I had to.
I can't go for you guys making fun of me being a Hall & Oates fan right now.
Well, why would we make fun of you for that?
But I don't know why you would. They are an awesome band. Why would you guys do that? Neither one of you, somebody's
getting really defensive.
Because I admitted that I'm a Hall & Oates, since I've admitted that I'm
and
a Hall & Oates
fan. And he was like, I like this song. And then I was like, I like this song. And I was just laughing at you because you're like, I'm not afraid to admit it.
Like, I am because everyone like, always judges. Just,
like, this
everyone
is a big
judges
reveal.
Me for being a Hall & Oates fan. I always get shit for it.
This is a big reveal. Guys, this is an epic moment.
Terrible people would give me shit for being a Hall & Oates fan. But yeah, he doesn't sing like that anymore.
Aw.
Yeah, he does. Unfortunately, he doesn't. You can probably search the video of him at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That's what I would have.
When was the last time you were in Cleveland?
It's been a couple of years.
Is all the family still back there?
Yeah.
All of them? You're the only one who...
No, there's a few of them that live not as close to Cleveland, but more or less.
It's just like they didn't want the hustle and bustle of Cleveland, so they went not as close to Cleveland.
No, we have some... one of my uncles lives in... Minnesota.
Have you ever seen? It's still...
actually from the suburb where Chris Humphries, who was married to Kim Kardashian for 8 days and whatever and some change.
Still one of my favorite.
Same town.
Still one of my favorite city-based joke videos was the Cleveland video.
Oh, the Toronto
Cleveland. Video? At least it's not Detroit.
Yeah, that guy's really funny.
That was a great video. That was a great Cleveland. At least it's not Detroit. He's just showing. Oh, my gosh. Is the city really gotten that bad out there?
I was watching Vice yesterday, and they had one about scrapping or doing the scrap metal thing. And one of the places where they're doing a lot of that is Cleveland because there's so many factories, abandoned factories. So.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's, you know, it's like.
Is marijuana still completely illegal back in Ohio?
The bill there lost by a narrow margin.
For medical.
Yeah.
So still completely illegal back there.
Mm hmm.
God.
Yeah. And it's cold and stuff. If the Cavs were to win the championship this year, that would that'd be a Christmas miracle, like for like a year.
I mean,
every day for a year. It's a miracle.
I systematically hate the Akron Hammer, LeBron James.
We don't need to continue on this conversation.
No, it's fine. That being said, I'm kind of thinking I have to root for the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals because I know how much it sucks to be in Cleveland.
Oh, well, that's mighty kind of you.
I'm like, they fucking, you're welcome. You're welcome, Cleveland. Hey. You get me rooting for you.
Appreciate the well wishes.
It's just, I've been there in the last year. I was out there telling some jokey jokes, and it was just,
I have a question. How are jokey jokes structured?
I try and leave out as many punchlines as humanly possible and just string people along as if it's going to be a joke, but the joke is that it's not really a joke, so it's a jokey joke. You know, okay. You get where I'm going there.
It's all set up. No
all set ups, no punchlines.
What does it say? Ohio General Attorney General rejected.
When I was out at this show, everybody was getting high, and every single person who had weed had to tell me a horror, because I talk about weed on stage a little bit. So every person there is like, yeah, we smoked some weed tonight, and then would proceed to tell me the horror story of how they had to get it. And
in Ohio?
Yeah.
Funny thing is if they were to make marijuana farming like legal in Ohio, like they if they would have done this years ago, there still would have been factories that hadn't been looted yet for their copper, and they could have just done vertical farms in this thing, but now that all these factories are going to have to get torn down, they've got like nothing.
At least Detroit's
with all this industrial land. That's why I'm like,
at least Detroit's got weed.
If you guys,
Cleveland doesn't have weed.
If you guys would legalize weed, the amount of industrial growth that would be able to go on there, you'd be able to produce marijuana for medical studies and other, because you'd be. That city is best set up for industrial growth. That's what the city was built on, was industrial growth. So find a new industry.
Why is it so desolate in Cleveland?
It's not like it's the
abandoned factories sounds like desolate to me a little bit.
Just because people are outsourcing and all that stuff. And
what kind of factories?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, it's cold. I mean,
well, it's cold in Detroit.
It's in the middle of some stuff though. Detroit's not doing so hot.
In a heat wave, it kind of looks like Mad Max.
At least they have. Detroit has a cannabis cup though. They have weed. They have medical marijuana. So just because it sucks, at least you can smoke. So.
Oh, it's.
Not that you can't smoke in there.
I have grown to love gray skies, and I miss them. Because they're rarely here. I mean, this last week or so we got them, but
yeah, it got a little bit of gloom here in Los Angeles.
I like the gray skies. It's just comfortable for me.
Yeah, you sound like someone from Seattle.
I guess I sound depressed then. Yes. You nailed it.
Ah, boom. He goes boomtown on the entire Pacific Northwest. Fuck your state.
Yeah. Wait, so he's got the grunge look going on.
Yeah, you
he's
do. That's a surprising thing for you to say as a man wearing flannel. That's
flannel
brave,
and you're
brave words,
your
flannel long hair. Brave words, flannel long hair, kind of depressing sounding.
Oh, I'm just saying I identify with them and I'm not poking fun.
We're just having fun.
Yeah, you better be.
So it's depressing there. They have
just
tornadoes.
Just because they're a little more whiny than the rest of us.
Yeah, they do. They do kind of.
You get tornadoes?
I don't want to carry on anymore.
No, Cleveland doesn't. Ohio doesn't get tornadoes. They do get. Every once in a while, you can get. You get some tropical storms, don't you?
Oh yeah, it's definitely tropical in Cleveland.
That's Ohio.
It does get really humid though.
Yeah, you do get
because it's
humidity.
Right on the lake.
Yeah, you get humidity.
Yeah.
Lots of humidity. Yeah, I can't even say lots of humidity though, because like I said, I've been to Hong Kong, and in Hong Kong, get stuck in the. You can chew the air; it's so thick.
It's Cleveland's like not quite. It's more like a butter spread.
Oh, yeah, phone's going on. Silence the phones.
See, I thought it was my.
Oh no, I thought it was my too. No, the same ringtone as me.
It was you the whole time. I just want you to take all the blame for all these noises that we've had throughout the entire day.
Okay,
it's okay. April was responsible last week because her dog was going crazy. So you know these things happen.
Well, wait. It was an animal farm last week.
Yeah.
The cat is like, even though it's fixed, I think that cats still go into heat or they like get meowy and loud once in a while because the cat, even a little while ago, was just out the door like, meow.
Yeah, no. If that's the case, then my cat has been in heat for about 3.5 years. That cat's just loud as shit.
Yeah.
I love
she
my
wants
cat.
To hang out.
I love little Indiana Crocodile Jones Dundee Jr. the III.
Aww.
But that bitch is a loudmouth bitch.
Of course.
But I love her for it. But that is, by the way, the full name of my cat. That's our first cat's full name is Dr. Gremlin von Sparkle Master. That was the result of a baby naming party. We had like 20 friends over when we got our kitten, and everybody wrote down three names, threw it in a hat. We pulled a bunch out and just arranged them into the best order possible. And yeah.
Oh, like Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, kind of, but a permanent name for a cat. So we call her Gremlin. But,
so we should just assume that your cat's name, your cat. This is whose name this.
Yeah, my cat is named Gremlin.
Is named something possibly misogynistic or racist.
Almost certainly there seems to be a few of those tossed in. I told people, I'm like, there's certain words that we're banning from the name bucket. Like, I'm not naming my cat, you know, Gremlin von Nazi Master. Like, that's not going to happen. So I drew the line at, Nazis.
Yeah, that's probably
basically
a good spot to start.
Like if the Nazis would be cool with the name, we're not. That's kind of my rule. I had never found out about that Krispy Kreme getting in trouble for their children's club.
Mm. Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Join Krispy Kreme Kids, otherwise known on their Instagram as hashtag join the KKK.
Somebody fucked up.
Well, that's one of those, you know.
Where's Krispy Kreme from?
Teddy Tutson, our monthly visitor, has a great bit that he does. If you ever see him do comedy, I'm going to half read it for you. But he talks about it. He's like, I don't trust a motherfucker who uses K in a name that doesn't have a goddamn K in it. Like, if we're going go-karting, I'm like, oh, for real? Let's go go-karting. Where are we going? Crazy kart course? No, I don't want to go to that course. Uh-huh. Couldn't have spelled one of those motherfuckers with a C just to let me know that you don't like white supremacy. And he tells, I still don't believe him that this story is true, but he claims while driving through West Texas, he passed a billboard for Crazy Carl's Fireworks. I still don't believe him that it's true. He's like, I kid you not. He claims to have a picture. I still haven't seen it. Crazy Carl's Fireworks. That is the most racist fireworks stand that you could ever go to in your life. I did. You're racist. It's racist. We totally got off the thing.
That's okay.
I didn't even realize how off we got.
It's all good. We're just chilling.
Oh gosh.
I was reading on to other stuff right here, but the cannabis in Kazakhstan story.
Yeah, I guess. We'll move the U.S. Senate approving medical marijuana for vets because I do want to spend some time on that. We'll do that
another time
next week. But somebody in the main thoroughfare in the capital of Kazakhstan planted a bunch of weed. And wouldn't you know, it grows like a weed. So there's now a lot of it. And the fuck are they going to do with all this? It's just wild growing weed all the way down this main thoroughfare.
In the capital, the main.
In the home of Borat, Kazakhstan.
There's all this weed everywhere.
It would be beautiful if they just let people come and pick it off.
It's weed. It's nice.
It's very nice.
It's very nice. But they said in the southern part of Kazakhstan, marijuana grows wild. But they said that the people, you know, that were responsible for planting the city's flower beds.
Because apparently somebody put it there.
Well, no, I mean that. It's crazy. They said that in this, they have 350,000 acres of marijuana sprout up yearly in the region. That's twice the size of France. That is insane. And they were thinking about maybe leasing.
And by the way, I once heard someone say, nothing grows wild. Everything grows because it was put somewhere. Whether by a pollinator or by man, everything grows because it was put somewhere. Nothing grows,
somewhere,
quote unquote, in the wild.
Right.
Like, that's, everything's got to be put somewhere by someone. And I feel like that weed in southern Kazakhstan, they're like, it's just growing out in the wild. Yeah, yeah. Because some dude in the 80s planted it. And then that dude died because he lived in Kazakhstan. And then 35 years later, that shit's growing wild. Mm. Or what, air quotes, wild.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weed. That doesn't look like it's growing in the wild, does it? That looks like somebody planted a shit ton of weed.
Well, I mean, the main fair, like, this is like...
No. Not the picture of the main thoroughfare.
This is like the mall in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like somebody planted and covered the mall with weed plants.
This would be like if the reflecting pool that sits in between the Washington Memorial and the Lincoln Memorial that reflects... The Washington Memorial in the pool. If that was just filled with weed.
Yeah, this is like the Boston Common being full with weed.
Scroll this down.
This, though, is it growing in the wild?
No, this is southern Kazakhstan.
That just looks like a dude. That doesn't look like it growing in the wild. That looks like a dude.
350,000 acres is what it looks like.
Here's the thing. The picture of the main thoroughfare, that more looks like weed just growing wildly. This weed that's supposedly growing in the wild looks like someone planted a lot of fucking weed. Like lots and lots and lots and lots of it. That looks planted.
I mean,
why would it just be so packaged together like that?
Because, you know, if it's spreading seeds, you know.
But look at the rows that it's in and all that stuff. Like, it looks so arranged. It does. Well, looks arranged.
They're in the same.
Does that look like it's growing in the wild to you, or does that look kind of like someone has the biggest grow operation that you've ever seen?
It looks like an operation. It looks.
It does.
It looks very neat.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they're all the same age.
Yeah.
The plants are the same age.
No shit.
Man, well, you know, you also have a certain.
God damn right. They call me the Kazakhstani conspirator. Got those Kazakhstani conspiracy theories on lock right now. That's right.
Apparently.
That's right, Kazakhstan. All of that weed growing in South Kazakhstan, it was not growing in the wild. It was planted by someone way back when. Maybe it was the aliens. I don't fucking know.
The southern part of Kazakhstan supposedly is the most infamous, has the most infamous and like very, very potent pot in the world. And it's pretty exciting. I guess it's nice.
It's very nice. Well, that's one hell of a way to wrap up on Borat references. Well, what do you got going on this week, Jacob? What you got coming up?
I am going to be competing in a Borat line repeating contest.
That sounds like fun. Yep. I think he just poked fun at us. It's called
the Parrot.
Yes. You son of a bitch. You motherfucker. I'll get you for this, bunny. Is that it? You got no shows? You got a show to promote?
Oh, yeah. I've got the open mic tonight. If you want to come out, you should.
At
Karma Lounge.
Might be something to do.
6 minutes, guys.
Damn.
One whole extra minute
at the Karma Lounge on a Thursday night.
Okay. That's right.
Hot damn. Well, that's good. What you got going on, Lady O'Connor?
This week, I don't know. I don't think I have anything this week. I think I just be working and be...
hot up in these streets.
You know? The streets is getting hot. Yep.
I seem to be regularly opening at the Federal Bar on Wednesdays, which has been kind of cool. Awesome. So if you go there on a Wednesday night at North Hollywood, you can usually catch me opening.
Is that
up
the
there.
Night that they have comedy there? They have it on multiple nights.
Yeah, sometimes it's not Wednesdays, and sometimes it's other nights
Tuesday,
of the week.
Right?
But yeah, I've been opening up their show a bunch. And Saturdays at the Formosa Cafe, you can always catch me. And other than that, you can catch me on. Couple other podcasts over on the Riffopolis Network, as always, Cold World of Sports and Vulgar Tech. Ooh, excuse me. And you can also get in touch with me in my Facebook, Twitter stuff through that, too, I found out.
Oh, wow.
The network's getting a whole bunch of social media connection things. I'm so bad with social media, I'm going to have to start being good now that I'm on a network that gives a fuck about it.
Tisk.
But anyways, thank you, Crab Diving Network. Thank you, Riffopolis. Thank you, Jacob. Coming in.
No, thanks for having me, guys. And, appreciate it.
And hopefully we'll do this again.
We're going to go have some locks right now.
Fuck it. Fuck you.
I believe...